जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी,
जन बल्लभ
जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन, ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी, यमुना तीरवन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, थर्ड चैप्टर श्लोका 36। अर्जुन इज आस्किंग द क्वेश्चन, अथ केन प्रयुक्तो अयम पापम चरति पुरुषः, अनिच्छनपि वर्षणेय बलादिव नियोजितः। अर्जुन सेड, ओ डिसेंडेंट ऑफ वृष्णि, by what is one impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if engaged by force? Can repeat the translation. O descendant of Vrishni, by what is one impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if Engaged by force. A living entity as part and parcel of the Supreme is originally spiritual, pure and free from all material contaminations. Therefore, by nature, he is not subject to the sins of this material world. But when he is in contact with the material nature, he acts in many sinful ways without hesitation. And sometimes even against his will. As such, Arjuna's question to Krishna is very sanguine as to the perverted nature of the living entities. Although the living entity sometimes does not want to act in sin, he is still forced to act. So sinful actions are not, however, impelled by the super soul within, but are due to another cause, as the Lord explains in this next verse. Sri Bhagavan uvacha kama esa krodha esa rajoguna samudbhava mahasano mahapapma vidhaye namiha vairinam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, it is lust only, Arjun, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. So this we'll discuss next time. Today we are discussing this question. So Bhagavad Gita is nothing but the question and answer. So student is asking question and teacher is giving
answer.
So Arjuna is the student who is asking the question on your behalf, our behalf, and Krishna is answering. So perfect questions and
perfect
answers. So Arjuna is a perfect student, he is asking perfect questions, and Krishna is the most perfect master, so teacher, so he is giving the perfect answers. And this verse, Arjuna asking that sometimes, O Krishna, we know what is right and we know what is wrong, and we don't want to do wrong things. Still, we don't know what is the force that drags us to do the wrong things. There is something which pulls us down to do the wrong things. So what is that exactly? And in our friend circle, we see many people say that even bad, we do bad things because God wants us to do bad things. Some people say like that. Why God wants? Without God's desire, nothing happens. So we are doing bad things, means that is also God's desire. And everything is destined. I am doing bad, that is also destined. You know? Like that people think. But actually, it's not like that. So, to clarify this question, Arjuna, why we do bad things? Inside the meaning is it that because you want us to do bad things, that's why we are doing bad things? So Prabhupada is writing last sentence, you can read last sentence.
Sinful actions are not, however, impelled by the super soul within, but are due to another cause.
Prabhupada is telling that don't think that this is caused by Krishna. Krishna is pushing you to do bad things. No, it is caused by lust. You know? Lust. Very powerful enemy. Like you see, no? Sometimes we have seen the people. They know that we should not do illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, meditation. But sometimes it becomes very, very difficult. Like, especially, you know, opposite sex attraction. Especially, it is extremely difficult to control. You know, when the beautiful girl goes beside, we know that we should not, you know, get attracted. But as if some force, strong magnet is pulling us, you know, to act in a wrong way. Many students, we see, they are addicted to pornographic movies and pornographic stories, watching the pornographic sites. They are so much addicted that, you know, they cannot decide. They know that I should. Whenever they watch, then at the end they decide, no, next time I will not do it. I will never do it. But then suddenly, again after 1 or 2 days, again there's some force is pulling. So strong it is, very strong force is pulling. You cannot see that force, but it is there. It is there to pulls us. So Krishna is answering that it is lust, which is our eternal enemy. Prabhupada in the next sloka meaning, it is the lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion. So lust does not appear automatically. Lust will appear when we are in contact with mode of
passion.
वहाँ पे तो एनवी के कारण फॉल हुए ना, एनवी एनवी का मतलब व्हाई कृष्णा इज enjoying, or I am not enjoying. That is envy. So, इस तरह से हमें बताओ कि when we come in contact with the material modes of material nature, so then we the mode, which mode?
Passion.
And later it transform into the ignorance. So the passion ke karan we become lusty. And then what happens? That lust transform into the wrath. Wrath means krodha, anger. So the lust is the passion, but when we become influenced by the wrath, then it becomes ignorance. Ignorance means we forget what is right and what is wrong. In passion, we are attracted, but we know what is right and what is wrong. But when the passion intensifies very much, then and anger arises, then we even forget what is right and what. Sare slokas bhul jayenge, sare Bhagavad Gita sab, sara class bhul jate. And then we only focus how to gratify the senses, without caring for the what will be the result in the future. Jo bhi hoga dekha jayega, all lessons we forget. So basically the root cause is association, root cause is association with modes of passion. So therefore here also it's very important that when we come in contact association with the mode of passion, then only lust can arise. But if we are in contact with mode of goodness, then there is no question of lust. So it's very very important for all of us, and it is easy to understand also. Like we see, when you are around people who are lusty, very easy to become lusty, Like sometimes we see when our friends, lusty friends comes around in the office also, and they start talking about the girls, atmosphere is surcharged with lust. And even without knowing, unknowingly we also start contemplating on the lusty things. In the offices, on the face, they act like they are very good persons, and they are other, or in college also, when they go near girls and they will become very innocent and very good person, and then when they will go at little distance and all these boys, they will talk about bad things about the girls, isn't it?
How do you make a separation from those guys?
So how to safeguard ourselves, you are asking, right? Yeah. So safeguarding only way is that we have to avoid the association of mode of passion.
But if everybody is in mode of passion, then we cannot avoid the passion.
Yeah, then we will be affected.
We should not give or we should take.
Yeah.
We should not take, we should give association.
Yeah. So we should be very careful. But to give association, we have to be very strong in goodness. Strong in goodness. The vibration should be so strong that even the lusty person can become filled with love. Like Srila Prabhupada, so pure that the lusty people, you know, lusty people used to come near Prabhupada and they used to become perfect, you know, pure, purest person in the heart. You see, many girls in the Western countries, they became brahmacharini. But earlier, they were all, you know, contemplating on the sense objects. Before meeting Srila Prabhupada, they were young, isn't it? Like Yamuna Mataji was singing this song, Govindam Adipurisham Tapam Bhajami. So she was already young that time when she met Prabhupada. Means that in Western countries, before you are young, what would you contemplate? You know, only wrong thing. But when these girls, they met Srila Prabhupada, so Mother Yamuna, you know, Mother Govinda, all these, they become so pure just by associating with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was so pure, like child, you know. Prabhupada did not even think of all these things, even if, even in, you know, thought also, because he was so pure goodness. So that comes by chanting Hare Krishna. That level of purity comes when we are chanting Hare Krishna. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has the power that it can destroy the lust. It, this only can destroy the effect of the lower moods. And second thing is hearing everyday class. Chanting and hearing. Every day morning if you have class, na, then it will help you. It will purify, like Bhagavatir Katha. Bhagavatir Katha Tava Avatar. When Srila Prabhupada went to America, Boston, when he reached, he was rewriting. Same point, question. That most of the people here are in the lower modes of passion and ignorance. How will they understand your message? And then he said that you have incarnated in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. If they hear just attentively Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita regularly, every day, therefore, nashta prayasu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki. Means that when nityam bhagavat sevaya, every day we have to hear. You understand? Every day we have to hear. So suppose like you are staying there and you are staying sometimes in the hostel. So there also every day must make sure that you should hear at least half an hour. No? At least half an hour or 15 minutes. No? If it's not half an hour, hear at least 15 minutes. That's why we are making the recordings. There is no other purpose of making recording. But even if you are away from the association, you can do some hearing. So very important question you have asked, that how to overcome this, you know, and it's quite difficult, but it has become easy if you take shelter of the Holy Name. If you chant very attentively in a prayerful mood, with genuine prayer that my Lord please protect me from the lower modes, the Holy Name will help. And then every day you hear. So by nityam nashta prayasu abhadresu. Avadra means lust, greed, anger, envy, pride, illusion. Avadresu. So nasht ho jata hai. Nasht prayasu. Avadresu. All the anarthas in the heart will be destroyed. How? By nityam bhagavata sevaya. Regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. and then bhakti bhavati nishthik, then nishtha, he'll reach to the level of nishtha. So Prabhupada is saying that if they hear regularly, that's why I have started this hearing session now. Every day we must hear first. Your Mangal Arati we have to hear 6 to 6:30. So there you also can make sure. You know, before Mangal Arati, in your hostel or in your room, you must hear at least half an hour to, you know, surcharge your consciousness with mode of goodness and mode of transcendence. So if you associate with Srimad Bhagavatam, if you associate with the holy name, then the association of mode of passion and ignorance will not affect you. In the beginning, when you start this process, so sometimes it will, because our attachment to the other modes are very powerful, you know, very strong attachment we have for passion and ignorance. So sometimes what happens, mind will go. You know, but after some year, it will be able to control. Maybe after 6 months or 1 year, it's not difficult, but it becomes very, very easy. But the regularly we have, for that we have to chant and hear. Both, not only simply Hare Krishna chanting, but parallelly we have to hear also. Hear also.
Like if we are regularly chanting and also hearing lectures, then it will become into habit. Then means it will become mechanical.
Mechanical.
So by this some benefit will be there or not?
Because benefit is always there. Benefit is always there. But if you can do it with heart, then it will have multi-dimensional benefit. The benefits will be multiplied. So anyway, we are spending time, you know. So why not to do with heart? We are spending time and energy. So let us do it in a proper mood, you know. Proper mood, proper thinking, proper understanding, proper attitude should be there, right? So then anyway, we are giving time chanting Hare Krishna. So why not let us do in a proper mood, proper atmosphere? So that is what we have to understand, rather than thinking that I should do mechanical, you know.
No, it happens like that. Like
happens gradually. If it happening automatically, you know, then don't worry, you know. Automatically if it is happening, then don't worry, keep on doing. But as much as possible, try to bring the feelings, more the attitude in your, you know. Like when we are reading here, so we should, what attitude we should have? Spirit of Bhagavad Gita. What is the spirit of Bhagavad Gita? Behind Bhagavad Gita, we have discussed in the first, you know, last course of EBG. Vishwisarb, submissive, prayerful attitude, you know, humble attitude. You know. Attitude should be there that that
non-enviousness.
Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Right? Like that, we are the servant of God. So these attitudes should come while you are chanting. While you are chanting, you should think that this name is not different from
Krishna.
When you are chanting holy name, you should understand how glorious this is holy, is this holy name. And with that, when you understand the importance of chanting Hare Krishna, then with that much eagerness when you chant, you see the holy name will enter in your heart and clean your heart. All the dirty things will go out when you chant with attention, when you chant with love and affection. So this is the only way, you know, this is the only way, chanting and hearing. So when you chant and hear, what will happen? That your consciousness will be surcharged with the remembrance of the Supreme Lord. In your consciousness, always the Krishna will be present. Not immediately, after some time. Always he will remember Krishna. He will not remember the lower mood. Gradually badhta hai kota. 10%, 15%, 20% remembrance of Krishna, 30% remembrance of Krishna, 40%, 50%. Then it goes to gradually. And when you become 100%, then you are 100% free from the
lower modes. But remember, very difficult, you know, because we don't put that much effort, you know. In the beginning, we don't put that much effort.
Guruji, what about devotional services in that? Devotional services.
Devotional service means?
Like if we are chanting, we are seeking for devotional services. But if we are away from the environment, then how can we do? Means what about our devotional services?
So, this is also devotional service. Chanting and reading, hearing is also devotional service. There are 9 processes of devotional service. Chanting, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So like suppose you are staying there, so you can have picture of the Lord. Every day you can show Agarbhatti, you know. At least Agarbhatti you can show, you cannot do elaborate worship. You know, you can keep, you make your room spiritualized. Every day you can read 10-15 minutes Bhagavad Gita or 20 minutes, whatever time is available. So like that. Of course, you cannot get same benefit what you will get by being here, but at least you can make some effort, some, you know, benefits you can get by being there. So, like that. But, like, being with in the association is the best. Being present, hearing class, attending Mangala Arati is the best. But if you cannot do that, then what we should do? At least whatever is possible, how much we can spiritualize our life, that much we should do. And that will help. That will help. It will make advancement gradually. You know? So therefore, every day regular hearing and reading is very important. Chanting is very important. So next sloka we can discuss next time. It's a very important section. We are third chapter. Krishna is explaining one by one how to purify our consciousness from this lust. How lust attacks and how it covers the consciousness of the people. How to come out of it. Everything Krishna is explaining very detailed. Saying, you know, next, therefore, O Arjuna, in the very beginning, curb this great symbol of sin, lust, by regulating the senses and slay this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization. So lust is the destroyer of knowledge and destroyer of self-realization. You cannot continue both things. If lust is there, it's very difficult to become Krishna conscious. So our first duty is to curb this. And then he's saying that how we can curb the lust. Very scientific way. By intelligence. Yeah, lust is the last thing. First means that unless we don't go to the nishtha level of nishtha, our bhakti is not starting. Because the bhakti, there are two types of bhakti, nishthita bhakti and anishthita bhakti. So you will not get the taste of Krishna unless you don't curb the lust. But this is also the part of progress, isn't it? Abhi tak to hum bilkul zero the, abhi 10% ho gaya. 50% work is curbing lust. You know? Pahle to negative जो कर्ज में है उसको हटाना है, जब तब जाके हम जीरो लेवल पे आएंगे, है ना? फिर उसके बाद पॉजिटिव और ज़्यादा पैसा एक्युमुलेट कर बैंक बैलेंस में अपना बढ़ाएंगे, है ना? तो अभी क्या, हम निगेटिव सूप क्लियर कर रहे हैं, अनर्थ है, जिसको ज़रूरत नहीं है हमारे जीवन में, वो हमारे जीवन में अपना जगह बनाए हुए हैं, तो पहले उनको हटाना है हमें, है ना? वो हटाएंगे फिर देन विल बिकम रिलीव, नॉर्मल पर्सन बनेंगे, फिर जाके नॉर्मल ह्यूमन बींग विल कम टू द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ human being, then you will start becoming Vaishnava. First become Brahman and then become Vaishnava. The Brahman means he is in mode of goodness. And then you can think of becoming devotee Vaishnava. So that is how we have to understand. So lust means we have to give up lust first. That's why in Nectar of Instruction, the first shloka is Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jihva Vegam, Udra Upastha Vegam, Etan Veganiya Visheta Dhira, Sarmam Apimam Prithivimsa Sishya. So Rupa Goswami, when he is starting with Nectar of Devotion with this, that first, if you want to progress, first thing you have to do is to remove all the bad things from the heart. All bad things. So most of the people fail here only. In this world, all the leaders fail here only. And because they cannot control these things, where is the chance of, you know, changing, transforming the world? Therefore Prabhupada was, day before yesterday I was in Vrindavan. So Prabhupada has written a letter to Indira Gandhi. In that he is writing that how to make whole world Krishna conscious, whole India Krishna conscious, and free from all the problems whatever society is facing today. So one of the suggestions Prabhupada is giving that all the MPs should be second initiated Brahmanas. All the member of parliaments, they should be chanting 16 rounds. And he is saying that parliament should open at 10 o'clock. So all the members of parliament, first they should get up early in the morning at 3:30. 4:30 they should attend the morning program in the temple and chant 16 rounds. Then attend Guru Puja. Then attend Srimad Bhagavatam class, then take prasadam, and then they should go to attend the meeting in parliament. And they all should be second initiated Brahmanas. Then that should be the qualification to apply for MP post. And then they will make the resolutions which will be pure, purely motivated, simply for the purpose of helping the people in jail. Otherwise, how will they lead the society? If they themselves are not pure, then how will make the resolutions which will help others? No. Because if I am not pure, then whenever I do something pure, then I will fear, oh, it may not catch me. So, if I rule pass karunga, mature hun, to rule kya pass karunga? Chori karna paap hai, par thoda sa chori allowed. है ना, जितना मैं करता हूँ उतना अलाउड है ना। तो शराब पीना पाप है, लेकिन अगर शराब आप लाइसेंस दुकान से लेते हैं तो वो पाप नहीं। सिगरेट पीना पाप है, पर अगर वो सिगरेट में हम ट्रेडमार्क लगा हुआ है तो पाप नहीं है। अंडरस्टैंड लाइक दैट। सो दैट्स व्हाट दे आर डूइंग। सो दैट्स व्हाई देयर इज नो हैप्पीनेस इन द वर्ल्ड, इफ दे आर ट्राइंग सो हार्ड but still there is no real ultimately people suffer. We'll stop here and we'll again continue in this. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Utai Gaur Premanande.